In March this year, we met Rain Bradley, a then 17-year-old from Taumarunui, who was stepping out in her first year of tertiary study in the Big Smoke. She's moved from a town of 5,000 to Hamilton to study at the New Zealand School of Tourism. She was looking forward to the adventure, but she was understandably nervous and, as we heard back then, very homesick.
I chose tourism because it was the shortest course. Everything else was 4 years, 5 years, and I was like, I cannot stay away from home that long. Even 2 years is so long, but...
But here we are, December, the end of year one. Did you think you'd get to the end of the year?
No, I didn't think I'd get to the end of the year. I actually, I thought I was going to drop out. I just wanted to be at home. It was my homesickness that was just getting to me. That was pretty much the main reason I wanted to drop out.
Thank goodness she didn't.
I love school and I love all my teachers and all my friends, and I'm so happy that I stayed at school.
And what in particular have you enjoyed doing or learning?
Well, actually, I've loved all of the learning, and I love that we actually get to go out and, like, we go on for meals, and we just got back from a for meal not long ago, which was up in Auckland. And I love with the school, they actually, like, we do book work, but we also go out and actually experience things, like what we're learning.
And what did you do in Auckland? Like, where did you go?
We actually went lots of places. We went to Holy Moly, we did the bridge climb, we went up the Sky Tower, some of us
jumped.
No, I didn't jump, but some of my friends jumped off the bridge, which was good. And then we went to weather workshops, a jet boat ride. We went on a jet boat ride, which is really cool.
The places that you went to, were they feeling hopeful about the coming summer?
Yes, they were. Most of the companies that we actually went to, they did say that... they're excited for summer. They said that most of the companies we went on said that they already have lots of bookings over the summer. Yeah. They were just so happy and, like, alive kind of thing. It was cool. I loved it.
So you'll be feeling very pleased with yourself that you've managed to get through the year and to get to see this end, that sort of end of it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm very pleased.
And when we first met at the start of the year, you were keen at that point before you got the homesickness hit you. You said, oh, I'm going to do the course, I'm going to get through the course, but then I'll go home and I'll work at home.
Yep.
And you're going to do tourism, I guess, try and do some tourism of some sort in Taumarunui, maybe.
Yep.
But that's not happening, is it?
No. I'm actually going to Disney World in America, in the United States. So yeah, I go over there in January next year. And I go over there for 6 months. I can stay for a year if I like it. But so far I'm going over there for 6 months. And we're just going to see how things go from there, I guess.
And why did you think to look at a job at Disney World?
The opportunity was there. And then I just thought to myself, this young girl from small Taumarunui is going to go over to America. And then I applied, I got accepted, and now... Whoa, it's real now. Yeah, it's real. I'm like, whoa, I'm actually going to America. I'm going to Disney.
And what will you be doing? You'll be an intern.
Yep, so my role that I have over there is I'm going to work as a character attendant. And then, so I have so many characters that I have a day. I set up all their shows. I get them ready. On a normal day, I'll walk around with them and, you know, how... There's a character walking around.
Oh, so you might
hold
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, someone like that. Mickey Mouse. I might have Mickey Mouse with me, and I'll just walk Mickey Mouse around. And if someone wants to talk to Mickey Mouse, take a picture, then, you know, I'm just there for that. And, yeah.
And do they pay you and put you up in accommodation and things?
Yep, we get paid over there. And because it's so big, like the whole Disney World, they actually have houses on the actual... actual place, so we get accommodation there, and we get, there's four of us in one house, and we're allowed one, like, from school come with us in the houses. So yep, that's what's going to happen over there.
So you're going, but you're actually going with six others from the Hamilton Tourism School.
Yep. So there's six of us from the Hamilton campus, and then there's 28 of us from New Zealand going over.
Gee.
Yeah, so we all just talk on a group chat and we're just kind of getting to know each other off there.
How do you reckon you're going to cope with your homesickness? Cause it's a long way away.
Yes, so I'll sit there and I'll tell myself, like, I know I'm going to get homesick over there. I already know I'm going to get homesick. But I just think to myself, you know, it's 6 months of your life. Like, just do it. Hard enough, you know? Hey, just get it over and done with, you know? But no, I'm going to push through and I'm going to stay there.
What did they ask you when in the interview? Because you had an interview, didn't you?
Yes, so I actually loved my interview. We went into the interview room and the interviewer, he was so happy, like, and it just took away all of my nervousness kind of thing. But I don't really get nervous with that kind of stuff. So I was like, okay, but get your big girl shoes on now. This is real. So in the interview, he just asked me questions like about myself. You know, he said, tell me a little bit about yourself. And then there was a list of roles that we got to pick from. So I picked character attendant, attractions, and I think I chose a lifeguard as my last one. And then I got my character attendant, which I was so happy about. And then I think this is where, because I said this, okay, you stand up and you be my character and I'll show you. And then he goes, okay, which character am I? And then I was like, you can be Maleficent. And then he was Maleficent. And then I just showed him what I would do. And then he was like, love it, love it. Yes, like, he was just so happy that I think he was kind of impressed that I'd done that, I think.
Oh, and you met them in person. So yep. This was an interview in person.
Yeah, they came over from America to interview us. I was like, whoa, cool. How special.
And at the end of that, so you can do 6 months, maybe you can do a year, you'll come out with what? You'll get your 2-year diploma still from the tourism school that goes towards it.
Yeah, so our internship is actually part of our level 5, so we have to do it to get our diploma.
And do they pay to get you over there?
No, we have to pay for our program fees, health insurance, our visa, our plane tickets there and back.
My goodness, that's going to, have you done a budget? That's going to cost quite a lot.
Yes, it has already costed a lot. And I've just done like fundraisers and stuff like that and sponsorship. So,
lots more saving to do.
Lots.
What do you think Santa might bring you then?
Hopefully some plane tickets.
That is just so cool, isn't it?
Yes, so cool.
Have you ever left New Zealand before, Rain?
No. I've never ever lived in New Zealand and I had to buy my passport just for this. Oh. So,
is it a good photo?
Yeah, it's a beautiful photo. So I was hot and sweaty and I just came from, me and my family went out for the day and we went out to the park and I was so sweaty. Oh, but we love the photo anyway.
Rain Bradley talking to Susan Murray, and what a great experience that'll be. We may need to give her a call over there.